Okay, we're on Peah Daf Yud Amud Beis, Halacha Gimel. Before I begin, let me just read you the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. Kama hu shir ha-peah min ha-Torah, ein lo shir afilo ein yakshiv al-sachas yosik de-kavosik. Min ha-Torah, even one stalk is enough. Afo me-divrehem, min ha-rabbonon, ein pachas mecha me-shishim. It's no less than one of 60. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. The Rambam had said earlier that there's no mitzvah of peah outside of Eretz Yisrael min ha-Torah. It's only min ha-rabbonon achi of peah outside of Eretz Yisrael, because it says in the pasuk, v'chutzuchem tzir artzuchem, it says beferish in the pasuk, only in Eretz Yisrael is there a chi of peah min ha-Torah. But the shir is no less than one of 60, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or in chutz la'aretz. And then the Rambam writes, "Umaisiv ha echad mishishim." You can add alham echad mishishim. You can add on to the 160. Lefi gaidel hasada, lefi roiv haaniyim, lefi berchas hazara. Like we just said yesterday, right? Ketzad, what's the? How do you explain this? Sada sheiktana biyoser. If it's a very small field, shemhiniach b'mena echad mishishim ainu moel la'ani. If you're going to just leave over 160th, it's not going to really benefit the ani at all. Harizam umaisiv alashir. You got to add to it. If you have a lot of aniyim, you also have to add to it because you got to meet the needs of the people. For Asaf Harbe, if he planted little and somehow there was some tremendous bracha, Shaharin is Barech, he had some special bracha. Most of Lefiya bracha, you add on according to the blessing. If you add on to the payah, you get more schar. The Ein L'Toysefes Zos Shir. The Rambam ends the Perek Aleph with those words. This Tosefes has no shear. Okay.
Is this a replacement of tzedakah? This is a separate category. In other words, we have this idea of communal responsibility. That's why we have a sliding scale here, right?
Communal responsibility.
In other words, we take care of the aniyim. It's not enough.
Right.
Do we have that with other forms of communal responsibility in tzedakah?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, so that's the Rambam's the way he summarizes the previous halacha. Okay. So let's learn the next halacha. It's not going to take long. In fact, my cousin Yecheskel Hartman did the whole thing in 10 minutes. So on his podcast. I think we can stretch it out a little longer than that. If you remember the first day of learning Peah, I mentioned this a lot. I mentioned Reb Chaim Skenievsky in his notes on Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph in Rambam, that even though it says Peah, the edge of the field, we had a whole discussion that didn't have to be from the edge. I told you it could even be in the middle. And then someone asked me, but shouldn't it be at the edge? Otherwise, how are the aniyim going to know where to go? That whole discussion that we had, Dov, if you remember it, that's Mamash the Machlokas Tanam we're about to talk about right now. You can give from the beginning and from the middle. Now, whenever we say from the beginning and from the middle, where does a field begin and where does it end? Obviously, there's no beginning and end in a sense that this is the beginning of the field, this is the end of the field. It means when you start to cut down, when you start your harvest.
It's the edge of the field.
But the field is a square, right? You have, where's the beginning of the field? The beginning of the field could be anywhere.
Wherever your property is.
Where's the beginning?
There are markers.
There are markers. Where you enter the field, that's the beginning of the field. Where do you enter the field? You arbitrarily, go in a direct, because that's where the road that leads to the field, that's the beginning of the field. The beginning of the field here means the beginning of where you begin your harvest. That's the beginning. The end is where you ended the harvest. The middle is where you ended up in the middle of the harvest. That's what we mean here by beginning and end. Okay? So, noisin peyam et kilos asada umeyam tzah. Now, what that means is that if you go ahead and you start cutting your field, because you can't, of course, as we said, once you start cutting it, then the chi of peah begins, not before. If you're going to call peah on your sada before you cut it, it's nothing, it's garnished. So, So therefore, when we say you could give the pay at the beginning, it means after you cut the first stalk, you can then at that point in time say what? You can say that this is going to be, let's take an example. Let's say you have 60 square feet. Make it real simple. 60 square feet in your field. So you say, okay, I cut the first stalk. I say, okay, the first square foot of this field is now going to be paya. Right? Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start cutting around this and cut the rest of the field and leave this one square foot that I declared as paya. As paya. That's what this sounds like it's saying. Correct? Okay. So that's the beginning of the beginning of the field. Or may I'm sorry. I would cut it. I would harvest to the 30th row, and I would declare the 31st, let's say, square foot as being paya. That's what it sounds like. Reb Shimon Oimer, uvach yitein b'sof kishir. Shimon says no, but there's a condition here. The end, that means at the edge of the field, you have to give the shear. This is going to be a discussion exactly. What does Reb Shimon mean by this? So let's take a look at Marafoldo a little bit inside, since we have some time. So you see where he says in the Mishnah, Vavad Shehitim B'sof Kishir, Shriyaniyach Gam Kem B'sof HaSodeh, Kishir Peah HaShayach L'chol HaSodeh. So now it sounds like from this first shot over here that he has to put at the edge of the, that is to say, the end of the field means
another
60th, it sounds like from here, right? Time with Reb Shimon, Neisham HaRamoyim. We're afraid because of the Ramoyim. What are they going to do? They're going to say, Yom Ronim Anicham Peah V'makam Acher. We already gave pay in another place. Then they'll cut down the whole field. Then they won't put anything down. And they'll say, oh, the Aniyim took it already. That's why you don't see anything. Lishnachrina, another pshat. Reb Shimon Sir Olay Midar Reis, in a Yosef Midei Peah, Im Lo Yanech B'sof Kishir. That is to say, he holds that since it says the word Peah, and Peah means edge, therefore, in HaTorah, you can only be Yosef with the edge of the field. So he's being cholek. The way this Lishnachrina sounds like, it sounds like he's arguing on the Tanakama. Tanakama said that you could do it in either direction, any point. He's saying, no. Reb Yehuda, which we haven't read yet, even if you leave one stalk at the edge of the field, you yotze. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with Reb Shimon that there has to be something besof hasodeh, but he disagrees with him that it has to be 60th. Even in other words, you have to be mekayim the din d'oraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, that require that to do one stalk at least at the edge of the field. And once you've done that, you can be mitzarif the rest of the peah that you've been mafresh in the rest of the field and other areas of the field, and that makes up the 60th. Okay? Okay. Now, let's take a look at. I don't know whether I should read you the Rambam, because let me just tell you right now, the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. Now this is very, very unusual. It's not what I was expecting. When I read this mission, I thought for sure we're going to pass it like a Tanakama. Reb Shimon is a Yochid and Reb Yehuda is a Yochid, so wouldn't we pass it like a Tanakama? And they learned that some people say that Reb Shimon isn't even arguing on the Tanakama. He's actually coming to me mafarish the Tanakama. So we're going to get to this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold off from reading the Rambam until we finish the Gemara. And then we'll read the Rambam inside to kind of like summarize, okay? But let's look at footnote 14 on 10b3. Reb Shimon agrees with the Tanakama, the grain that was left in the beginning or the middle of the field has peah status, even if nothing was left at the end. However, he's not fulfilled his peah obligation until he leaves the measure of peah at the end of the field as well. So that's in order to make it difficult for unscrupulous farmers. That's what we said. Okay. Alternatively, he holds that the requirement to leave pay at the end is biblical. Okay. So there you have the two pshatim over there in English. Okay. So let's go on. Reb Yehuda Oimer. Now we're on Yud Aleph Omid Aleph. Reb Yehuda Oimer. M'shayer kelach echad shemach l'nishim peya. If you have one stalk at the end of the field, so then you could be shemach. You could be rely on it, or what's the other word? I think there's another word here besides somech. I think they had another word. Somech. Our translation of Somech is he can join to it.
Yeah.
And the Rav seems to say Somech means he relies on it. It basically means the same thing. Okay. Bim Lav, but if he didn't leave over one stalk at the edge of the field, Einan Oisin Ela Mishum Hefker. So here you have to understand what it means over here. What's Hefker? So it's spelled a little funny over here, but you know, Hefker and Hefker are basically the same thing.
Yeah, number two discusses it.
So if the landowner does not leave at least one stalk of grain at the end of the payah, then whatever he left as payah in the beginning or the middle of the field does not have the status of payah, which could be taken only by the poor. Rather, it's hefker, which is freely available to anyone, whether they're rich or poor. Now, this is going to be a problem, because if I'm mafker something, for bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. You can't have hefker only for aniyim. But when he declared it as payah, he meant it only for the aniyim. So how does it all of a sudden become mutter for the bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim over here? According to Yehuda, if you didn't leave over one stalk at the edge, so you weren't Mekayim, you didn't pay the Oraisa. So he's saying that then the rest of it's Hefker. So that they explain this in the bottom. They said it can't mean that what he left acquires the status of Hefker automatically. It means that if you want to make that available so that it's not Chayiv and Maestras, you're going to have to be Mafka that directly and make a separate declaration that it's Hefker, Bein Lani, and Bein Lashir. Okay? That's correct. In order for it to be mutter from Maestras, it has to be mutter for everybody. The only way it becomes mutter for everybody is if I actually declare it as hefker. But the language of the Mishnah makes it sound like if you didn't do it this way, then it automatically is hefker. And so that's what the footnote A is trying to explain. That's not really true. Okay. Next, Gemara. Noisim Pam with Kilas Hasonim Am Saw. That's what the Rakhtan Kam said. Yaisi B'Shem Lachir said. We're going to quote the Pasuk to prove the reason for the Tanakama. Because it says over Kutzurchem, let's see, do they quote the Pasuk here? Yeah. The Pasuk on the side, it says, over Kutzurchem es Ksir Arzachem, lo Sechal es Pa'as Sorcha Liktsor. So what's that word, Liktsor? It doesn't seem to fit. What's Liktsor doing over there? Ma'atam alom Liktsor. So what the Gemara is going to say now, it means afilu yeshlo kam aliktsor, even if you have still more to cut. In other words, you're cutting, you started cutting your field, and now you decide you want to give payah and liktsor, and yet there's still more to cut. So that's the drasha that the Tanakama makes to prove that you can be mafresh even be'em sahason. Another way of looking at it, so the first one was Reb Yaisi in the name of Reb Shimon Lakish, the second one was Reb Yoida in the name of Reb Shimon Lakish, and it's basically the same thing. So he's darshing the language of Rosh and Rabim, that there's multiple cuts, whether it's at the beginning or in the middle, at any point. It's Mashmal's darshanik of Einai, there's no nafkamina here between these two mandram. They're just two different ways of looking at the pasuk. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yosi Bar Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Butzuchem Matam Avelitzar, Vachas LeGavoya, Vachas LeHeged. Now we have yet another thing. So he's saying that that there's multiple Ksiras here, and how is he touching up that? So he's touching it up Legabe Hektish. Now, where is Hektish get involved? Hektish gets involved by the Ksiras HaOmer. So the case has to be like this. It can't be that Hektish owns a field and because there's no payah for Hektish. So we have to at the outset say what we're talking about here. We're talking about where Hektish is going to give money to a farmer. They're going to basically hire him out to grow wheat for the purpose of the Omer. Right? So they're going to give him some money and he's going to have this job to produce.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's one of the grains that's high.
You said wheat. Yeah.
Did I say wheat? I'm sorry. If I said wheat, I'm sorry. That was wrong. Yes, you're right. It's barley. Good catch. So
it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. As far as payah is concerned, they're both chayav and payah. Yeah, that's correct. I'm just trying to explain the case. So the case is, so he's growing barley, for the omer. So what we're saying is that regardless whether it's for a hedged or whether it is for hektish, that field is chayav and payah. Even though the purpose of this growth is to deliver to Hekdesh. Now, the Gemara is going to try to clarify this a little bit.
That's unique. I mean, in other words, if it was Truma that the wheat was for,
I don't know how you would have a case like that.
If it's for Hekdesh.
Why would Hekdesh pay me to deliver Truma? There's a purpose here. They have to bring the mark of the Omer, so there's a need for it. I mean, I guess maybe they could hire me out to produce flour for a mincha. I don't know.
Anything that would be going.
If the field was hektish, there's no kinufim at all. Let's not worry about those cases. So this is, we want to keep this case so that it is starting out birshus haheged.
It doesn't have to be the omer. It can be anything that the Beis HaMikdash would need. So for a mincha, it can be wheat for the shnei alechem, wheat for the lechem upon him, lean anything that the Beis HaMikdash would need. They're contracting with a farmer.
Yeah.
And Paul's man is full of farmers.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah. Let's assume that's true. Yeah. I don't know why they specifically speak out that it's omer. You're right. Not necessarily. Yeah, he says, i.e., for the sake of the Omer. Yeah, it's just an example. Correct. So the Gemara goes and tries to clarify this a little bit more. On Reb Yudim Boy, Reb Yudim asks, Klumois Hektish Mischalin Ela Betolish. When does the money, the rule is like this. This is the Gemara Darshan says from a Pasuk. But the rule is that if I come to exchange money which is Hektish for an item which is chulin, the only time that will work is if that chulin is tolish. If that chulin is mechubal lekarka, you cannot have an exchange of hektish money for that. So therefore, the Gemara is saying basically, is klum is this money of hektish going to work unless the barley has been already harvested? It's not going to work until then. So kolzman, it's still attached to the ground. It belongs to the farmer. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me, a special riboy? It actually doesn't get to hektish until after I cut it anyway. So what do I need a pasuk for? That's the Gemara's kasha. What do I need a pasuk to tell me I'm chayev in peyah? Of course I'm chayev in peyah. It hasn't transferred to hektish until after I cut it. And the chi of peyah is bekoma while it's still attached to the ground. That's the way they explain this kasha. Shemba mechubar, it can't be while it's mechubar. So the Gemara answers, Amareb Hanino, Shaloi Taimar Ye Asa Kitzir Hektish Kitzir Hegit. Maybe since this is, what does he say here over here? He says in footnote 2, true, the barley belongs to the farmer at the time it's harvested, but you might think it should have the same status as if it belongs to the Hektish, and it should be exempt from payah, since after all, it's being harvested for the sake of Hektish. So therefore, it teaches us that it's obligated on payah. Okay, it's like a little strange havamina, but in other words, but the idea here is you might have thought that it is like hektish. Anyway, so that's the drasha. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. Now, Reb Shimon. Gemara says, now we're on Yudalef on the base. Reb Shimon says, what? You can give it from the middle, but as long as you give it the end, as long as Yitam Basof Keshir. Rishon Omahu. So the Gemara asks, what's the rule with the first grain that he designated? At the beginning or the middle of the field, what's the status? Is it pay or not? So the Gemara says,
is it paid or not immediately?
So let's see what he says. He says, number one, he says, no. He says, number one, see, if we're saying the pshat that we said before, Vavan Sheitim Basov Kashir, that means he has to give the 1/60th at the end. So the Gemara could be asking, is any of the first stuff hektish? Not hektish. Yeah. Peah.
What's then? How does the Bovad fit in the language of the Mishnah?
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't make sense, right? So what does he say? He says, does Reb Shimon mean that after he gives pay at the end, everything, both what he gave at the end plus what he gave at the beginning, is considered payah? Or does he mean only what he gives at the end is considered payah? When he says, provided he gives at the end, he means merely, he may not take back what he gave earlier. Meaning, that also goes to the aniyim, but the aniyim are going to have to give maisers from that. It's kind of like, It's a nuance. Yeah, it's gonna be it'll be like a matana. That it's still that's what he says. He brings that from Rashi Sirlo. Yeah. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara answers Mimanda Tony, Harezu Peya Batrakitin Basrav Kashir. Hadorm or Kotra Mishon Peya. It says that it's Peya, and you have to give at the end like the shear, according to the shear. So you see it's Peya. So that means it's fully Peya, meaning everything. I'm going to read you the Rambam in a second, and it's going to make a lot more sense what the Gemara really means here. So, Mahu, what's the meaning? Actually, the Gemara's going to ask the question. What's Kishir, when it says Kishir, what does that mean? Kishir kol sadehu? Does he mean you have to give 1/60th of the entire field? Vavad, that he gives at the end, 1/60th the whole field? O Kishir hamishtayer? Or does it mean whatever's left over? In other words, what I did was, went ahead and gave 1/60th in the middle of the field for the first half that I had already cut. But anything that's in the future, the remaining half of the field, that I haven't given, I'm not going to be able to give because it's still in the future. I'm going to go ahead and cut that. So Reb Shimon holds that you can't go ahead and give mafresh the payoff on what you haven't cut yet. So therefore, the kishir that you're going to do at the end of the field is going to be for what you have not, for that last half. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Kishir kosadeo, is it the whole field? Or kishir hamashtayar, what's left? So the Gemara says, Eshalem rekitshom yishom peya, the same are kishir kosadeo. Are you going to say that what was set aside in the middle has, we just said that it's kedushas peya. And you're going to tell me that what I need to be mafresh at the end is like the whole field? Doesn't make sense. Ela kishir mishtayer, of course it means what's left over. And so we don't end up with double. We end up with exactly 1/60th. Okay?
So he's putting aside 1/30th.
1/120th. Of the whole field, correct. Or 1/60th of the first half, correct. Right. Correct. Okay. Reb Chiya. Now, he's going to talk about Rabbi Huda's opinion. Before we do Rabbi Huda's opinion, let me just read you the Rambam. This is a good time for the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. So it says, I'm sorry, Halacha Yud Beis. Ein manichen es ha-peya el b'soif ha-soda. You put peya at the end of the field. This is the rule. In other words, this is the way to do it right. Ein manichen This is the right way to do it. Today, the Rambam is going to give four reasons why it should be done this way. One, today shiyuaniyim yoidim makom shiyavolo. You were coming to this. So the aniyim will know where to go. They'll know which is the end of the field to go collect their payah. Number two, today shiyinakaris loivim mershom v'lo yichoshe, so that won't be choshe that you didn't give the payah. Because this way we'll be able to see that you gave payah. Number three, when they have Ramayim, this is what we mentioned already from the Rasulah. Shalay is Kavan Liktsar HaKol, Vliyam Ralei, Lusharoyim, Moisa Kaitz, Vsar Sadeel, because that's one of the Inati. That's number three. Number four, Shalay Yishmar Shah, Shain Shom Adam. What it'll do is you'll just look out your window and you'll wait till see there's no Anim around anymore. And then you'll go ahead and declare, you know what? I'll call my first cousin who's an Ani and I'll tell him, you know, come now, I'm going to declare this corner over here paya, and you can come take it. And we don't want that to happen either. We don't want to have any inside jobs.
Prior to cutting the rest of the field.
That way, it's clear, it's very clear, you know, you start cutting your field, everybody knows you're going to finish cutting the field the next day or two, and we all know when to come. All right? Then it says, if you were over, and you put pay at the beginning of the field. Or be'am tzara in the middle of the field. Harezu peya. It is peya. The tzarech, so that's exactly what Reb Shimon said. The tzarech sheyaniach besof hasada keshir hapeya haru'uya lemash and nishar besode acha shehefresh es harishono. You got that? So that's exactly what we said. One more time. Tzarech sheyaniach besof hasada keshir hapeya haru'uya lemash and nishar besode acha shehefresh harishono. That whatever's left in the field that's necessary after you remafresh the first one, that's what you're going to have to put at the end of the field. Okay, so it's 1/60th of what's left. Just like the Maskasam Gemara. So, and in the Bir Halacha, I'm just going to tell you one last thing. Normally, this is like Reb Shimon, like the Rambam gave four reasons why it should be at the edge of the field. This is Reb Shimon, who's Dorish Taima Dekra. Reb Shimon, the whole Shas, he's Dorish Taima Dekra, right? It says by not taking away from an almana, right? Taking away the things that she needs because she needs at night, right? Or by a king, not marrying too many women because they're going to be Mesiras Levo. So that's Reb Shimon who's Darsh Taima Dekra. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon who's Darsh Taima Dekra. We paskin against that. But over here, he quotes that the Chazoi Nish wrote that where something is so obvious, we'll pass on like Reb Shimon. And so this is what the Rambam did. He wrote four reasons for this, and it became so obvious that this is the reason the Torah wants it to be the pas asoda. So therefore, the Rambam is going to pass on like Reb Shimon in this case. That's I wanted to share that with you. Okay.
The last condition you meant, only half of it is at the end of the field, right? The other half is in the first part of the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 60th at the corner. Yeah. So therefore, what? So therefore.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So not all of it is where the aniyim are going to see it. Half of it is going to be in the middle of the field.
Yeah. We were talking in the beginning. We were saying why lechatchila you should do it that way, and so.
It's not the half.
What?
That piece that you gave away for payah is subtracted from the whole field.
That's correct.
Right. And then you give 1/60th of that.
That's right.
So it's not, you're not giving the corner payer, the last one, is not the payer on just to where you got.
Yes, it is. It's 1/60th on what was left after the first half Russia. That's the Maskan Sagamar. Because EF should call the middle payer if you have to take 1/60th on the whole field. Wouldn't make any sense. You can't give payer twice.
I know, but it's not the whole field minus what you took off. It's the.
Yeah. The 1/60th shear is 1/60th of what was left from what you had not been mafresh payer from. Okay, that's the way to think of it.
I just thought it just meant you minus that part, and you give 1/60th of what's
No. Okay. Yeah. Reb Chiya B'Shem, we'll talk later.
So typically you give much more than 1/60th.
Well, you're encouraged to give more than 1/60th if it's necessary, like we said from yesterday. But nothing I've said tonight indicates that you got to give more than 1/60th. You wait till the end. You wait. You're not supposed to give. The rule is that was the way the Machaber began. Ein meinichen esapea el b'sof hasoda. That's the way to do it lechakila. At the end of the field, and that's it. 1/60th of the whole field. Okay, let's go on. Let's see here. What am I up to here? So let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion a little bit here, right? Let's not leave Rabbi Yehuda out of the discussion. He says that when Rabbi Yehuda says the one stalk, that there has to be one stalk, that one stalk has to still be attached to the ground. If you had cut that stalk down, that's not going to work. That's Reb Chiya's opinion. Reb Yosef is saying Reb Yechon of Atalish, but he says no. Even if it's detached on the ground, you can be samach on that as well. Mam is kava and lifter asadehu. So what are we talking about, Reb Yosef? We're talking about he intends to use the final stalk to exempt the field from the payah. Although, or is even when he didn't intend to use the final stalk, right? So number nine. Does Reb Yosef mean that the farmer did not leave in the beginning or the middle of his field sufficient stalks to equal 1/60th of his field, and now with this final stalk, he's completing the measure of the 1/60th? So only in such a case would he permit the final stalk to be detached. Or does he mean even in a case where he already left in the beginning and middle and amount totaling 1/60th, and he's leaving the final stock only to comply with the requirement that min ha-Torah you have to have something at the edge, is that the only, is that going to be what?
In that case, the final stock can be detached. If it's part of the 1/60th.
He's saying, is it only in the case where it is the final 60th, or is it even the case where it's not the final 60th?
The
Gemara says, Nishmina min hada, let's see from here. You can always keep on adding stocks to what he left in the beginning of the middle of the field. So always means even detached stocks he can add, which means that he's doing it even in addition to the minimum of 1/60th. Manan kayomim, what are we talking about? If you're trying to be part of the field, you already was putter. So you obviously, once you took the 1/60th, you can't add on subsequently because you've already been yotze the din of peah. If you were yotze the din peah, you can't add on to it subsequent. So you're not coming to part of the whole field. Okay, Atkan. No, because if you took pay already once, and you were yotze the din peah, and then you decide, you know what, I'm going to add on to it now. That doesn't work because that is taking, you already were putter. So now you're trying to create new peah, which you did not have in mind at the very beginning. You can't do that because you were yotze already your peah. The only time you can add on to the 60th if it's at the beginning, when you started taking the peah, you had in mind to take off more than 60th. But if you took off the 60th and then you subsequently changed your mind, you decide, you know what, I want to add more to that. You can't do that because you partered the field already from Peah. Now the rest of it is Chayav and Maestris. So if you want to add on to it, you've got to take off Maestris then. You could be Mafker, but then that's not Peah, that's Stamet. Yes, there's an Eitzah. You're absolutely right. You could be Mafker. You could be Mafker.
What if you're cutting the field before that?
Recording stopped.
That should be 50th. Halfway through, you say, you know, there's a lot here.